今天早上的经文是取自启示录第三章十四节到二十二节，还有雅各书第四章第五节到十节，请听我念。如果你有英文的圣经，请你自己来念，我用华语来念。 The Book of Revelations Chapter 3， 启示录第三章。你们要给那在老底家教会的使者写信说，那位阿们，就是那信实的真实的见证者，神创造主的本源，这样说，我知道你们的行为，你们既不冷也不热，我真希望你们或冷或热，正因为你们是温的，既不冷也不热，我就把你们从我口中吐出去。因为你们说我是富有的，我发了财，什么都不缺，却不知道你是可悲的、可怜的、贫穷的、瞎眼的、侧身的。我建议你向我买被火炼过的金子，使你富足，又买白衣穿上，使你侧身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药抹你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡是我所爱的，我都责备管教，所以你当应当热心，应当悔改。看哪，我站在门口敲门，如果有人听见我的声音就开门，我就会进到他那里，而且我与他，他与我，将要一同吃宴席。那得胜的，我将要 准许他与我一起坐在我的宝座上，那就像我已得胜，与我父一起坐在他的宝座上那样。凡有耳的，就应当听圣灵向各教会所说的话。另外一处经文是在雅各书第四章第五节 ，Book James Epistle Chapter 4。或者你们以为经上所说的神使圣灵住在我们里面，他爱我们到嫉妒的地步是空话吗？不过他赐下更大的恩典，所以经上说，神抵挡骄傲的人，赐恩典给谦卑的人。因此你们要服从神，要抵挡魔鬼，抵挡就会逃避你们。你们要亲近神，神就会亲近你们。你们这些罪人啊，当时你的手洁心清，心怀恶意的人啊，当时你们的心纯洁。你们应当难过、悲伤、痛苦，把你们的欢笑转变为悲伤，快乐转为忧闷。你们当在主面前降卑谦卑，他就会高举你们。今天早上是长老会大会的主日，与我们分享神的话的是 Bethany Bethel Presbyterian Church 的牧师，就是杨友仁医生牧师。 The one who's sharing the word last today is from Reverend Doctor from Bethel Church, yeah, Eugene Yeo.
About 12 years ago, I was admitted to the hospital for very severe gastric pain.
十年前，我因为严重的胃痛必须留医。
Strangely, a scope showed I only had mild inflammation of the stomach.
起初呢，做这个内窥镜检查只看到是轻微的胃发炎。
I was well after some medications.
服药之后就复原了。
But the scan showed I had a huge liver tumor the size of a golf ball.
哇，但是扫描却显示我的肝有肿瘤，好比高尔夫球那么大。
I was extremely worried.
非常担忧。
If it were cancerous, I probably had about 3 to 6 months to live.
肿瘤如果是恶性，或许只有3-6个月寿命。
My two children were in kindergarten then.
我的两个儿女当时还在幼稚园。
I remember my wife and I prayed very, very earnestly for healing.
我记得当时我太太和我非常迫切的为医治而祷告。
God heard our prayer.
感谢神，他垂听了我们祷告。
It turned out to be benign, and hence I'm standing here today.
Praise the Lord. 结果是良性的肿瘤，感谢神，我今天站在这里。
We pray for different things in life.
我们总会为生命中不同的事物祷告。
The sick prays for healing.
生病的人为医治祷告。
The hungry prays for food.
饥饿的人为三餐供应。
The lonely prays for love.
孤单的人为爱祷告。
So what is the one thing the church needs to pray for today?
今天教会要为什么来祷告呢？
A friend shared on Facebook that many churches in this county were shut down by the authorities recently for alleged illegal gathering.
朋友在 Facebook 分享，最近他国家里许多教会被执政者关闭，理由是不合法的集合。
But the fact is that these churches were properly registered and had been meeting at the same places for years.
其实这些教会都合法的注册，并且多年来同一个地方的聚会。
The leaders were interrogated for hours.
教会领袖被拷问了很多小时。
The churches were slapped with hefty fines for practicing their faith.
教会为了执行信仰遭受沉重的罚款。
This is modern day persecution.
这就是今时日的教会逼迫。
At the other end of the spectrum, we see many large and beautiful church buildings in Europe being converted into museums, restaurants, and parks.
在另外一端，我们看见欧洲的许多教堂如今已经转为博物馆、餐馆、酒馆。
Church memberships dwindles not only due to the problem of aging.
教会人数大幅度减少，并不只是出于人口老化。
Mass exoduses of young Christians from churches are commonplace.
而是大批大批的年轻基督徒离开了教会。
The influences of postmodernism have infiltrated the minds and lives of a new generation.
后现代影响已经侵入了新一代人的思维还有生命。
Faith is at best relative or worse, unnecessary or untenable.
对他们而言，信心、信仰，充其量说是相对性的，更坏的说就是完全站不住脚。
In this book, The Grand Design, the late world-renowned physicist Stephen Hawking challenges the divine creation of the universe.
这位已故的著名物理学家 Stephen Hawking 在他的著作里挑战创造论，否定宇宙出于神的创造。
According to him, it is the laws of physics, not the will of God, that provide the real explanation of the origin of the universe.
对他而言，宇宙的缘由是物理的定律，而不是神的旨意。
The Big Bang, he argues, was the inevitable consequence of these laws.
他的论点是宇宙大爆炸，宇宙的出现是物理定律无可避免的后果。
And he says, because there is such a law as gravity, the universe can and will create itself from nothing.
说正因为有这些物理定律，好像这个地心引力，宇宙必然是由无变有。
And many naive minds take his words at face value and believe that science can explain everything and anything.
所以许多单纯思考的人就会很轻易接受他的言论，相信科学本身就足以解释所有的任何的事物。
Just because he's Stephen Hawking.
就因为他是了不起的 Stephen Hawking.
The voices of other contemporary atheists are just as loud, if not louder, in declaring the non-existence of God and the supremacy of science.
这个时代有许许多多无神论者，他们不断地否定神的存在，大力宣扬科学是至高的权威。
One good example is Richard Dawkins.
比如 Richard Dawkins.
The titles of his bestseller books speak for themselves.
看他的著作就清楚了。
The God Delusion, The Blind Watchmaker, just to name a few.
上帝论的误导啊，瞎眼鸟的制造者。
So we ask, if there's no God, why bother about morality?
我们就问，既然如此，那没有神的话，还管什么道德呢？
Why go to church?
为什么去教会？
Why are you here today?
为什么你今天来？
Why bother about others?
为什么关心其他人？
Earn your millions and do what you want.
就豁出去赚取你一百万吧，干什么就去做吧。
For tomorrow we die and that's it.
反正明天就死了，也没有什么意义了。
And you know, indeed, millions across the globe are living life this way.
的确，世界每个角落许多人都这样的活着。
Chasing with all their might for world-defined successes.
他们努力追求着世界所定义的成功。
Oblivious to those who are suffering.
对身心受伤害、受苦的人漠不关心。
Living a life as if there's no God.
活着，心中没有神。
And the more frightening thing is this.
更吓人的是。
Many so-called Christians are actually living as if there's no God.
其实许多所谓的基督徒也是如此而活，心中没有神的活。
Are you one of them?
你也是这样吗？
Sadly, many fail to realize.
很可悲的，许多人连这一点自己都不知道。
The authors of today's scriptural text, the apostles John and James, have much to say about this.
今早的经文就是约翰、雅各对于这样的事给我们很多教训。
In actual fact, it is Jesus Christ Himself speaking through them.
其实就是耶稣基督本身透过他们跟我们说话。
Revelation 3:14 calls the actual author the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the ruler of God's creation.
启示录说这个作者是那位 Amen 的，那位信实的见证的见证者，神创造之物的。
And that's Jesus Christ Himself.
所以就是耶稣基督本身。
And all the more we have to pay attention to Him today.
所以我们应当听。
Although they wrote their letters about 50 years apart, from different locations and to different recipients, both the apostles John and James had very similar messages to tell the churches.
两位使徒虽然相隔五十年，分别在不同的地区、不同的时间，针对不同群体写信，他们给教会的信心都是相似的。
They wrote to warn some churches against complacency due to material riches.
他们告诫教会，你们不要因为自己的富裕而自满。
And caution others against living only for themselves.
更提醒他们不可自为自己而活。
Whatever the problems were, these churches needed revival.
无论是什么问题，这些教会都需要复兴。
Revival is about a renewed relationship with God.
复兴就是与神重新建立关系。
A rekindled love for him.
对神重燃热忱的爱。
Alive, lived once again for him.
为神而活。
Hence the sermon title today, crying for revival.
所以今早我的信息重点就是为复兴而呼求。
Crying is a better word than praying.
呼求啊，就是要呼
喊。Because we need revival so much, so desperately.
我们多么的期待复兴。
The individual Christian needs revival.
每一个信徒都需要复兴。
The church needs revival.
教会需要复兴。
The Presbyterian denomination in Singapore needs revival.
长老会需要复兴。
It is a prayer of the Synod moderator, the Right Reverend Keith Lai, that this common message of revival is shared across the 30 plus Presbyterian churches today, Synod Sunday.
大会会正 Keith Lai 牧师的祷告就是今天大会的主日在所有新加坡长老会教会的敬拜中要共同的分享这个复兴的信息。
So what does today's scripture want us to learn to pray for when it comes to revival?
今早的经文要我们如何为复兴来祷告呢？
First and foremost, we need to pray against spiritual lukewarmness.
第一，祈求神除去我们不冷不热的心。
We are all very familiar with the lukewarmness of the church of Laodicea that the apostle John wrote to in Revelation.
我们都很熟悉约翰写给老底家教会这个不冷不热的心。
According to Bible scholar Paul T. Penley's book, Reenacting the Way of Jesus, the large population An extensive textile industry in Laodicea required an ample water supply.
圣经学者 Penley 他的研究说，当时老底家的众多人口和他们所经营的这个织纺工业都很依赖足够的水源。
The three major cities around the Lycus River Valley, Laodicea, Colossae, and Hierapolis all had distinct water supplies.
有三个主要城市围绕着 Lycus 河的河谷，就是老底加、哥罗西，还有这个 Hierapolis。他们三个城市都有自己的水源。
Colossae was tucked into the foot of Mount Hermes, where cold mountain runoff water poured down to supply the city with fresh water.
哥罗西在山脚下，所以冰凉的山水会从山顶流下，成为城市的供应淡水。
Hierapolis was positioned on magnificent hot springs that emitted mineral-rich waters, attracting visitors from all over Asia to its therapeutic baths.
希拉伯利斯位于壮丽的温泉中，这些温泉散发丰富矿物质的泉水啊，吸引了各自亚洲的游客前来医治。
While Laodicea piped water from the mountains to the south.
老底家使用管道导管把水从南部的山引进城里。
After 6 miles journey in an aqueduct, the water arrived lukewarm with a gritty concentration of calcium carbonate.
水经过了6英里的导管来到老底家就成了不冷不热，还有浓浓的这个碳酸钙。
Laodicea's pipe water was best suited for the textile industry or flushing the city's plumbing system.
老底家的水最适合是纺织业或者冲洗那个厕所水管的那个系统。
If you ingested the water, it would function as an emetic, causing you to vomit.
如果你真的去喝这个水呢，就好像泻药这样，就又泻又吐。
So do you see how this local dynamic reveals the meaning of Jesus' message to Laodicea?
所以透过这个新闻，你能看到耶稣给予老底家教会的信息吗？
Jesus uses their water supply as a spiritual metaphor.
耶稣引用他们地区的水源作为属灵的比喻。
To address Laodicea's spiritual lukewarmness.
将针对老底家不冷不热的属灵问题。
So what does it refer to?
是指什么呢？
Verse 15 tells us that they were lukewarm in their deeds.
十五节告诉我们，他们对自己的行为不冷不热。
It means they were not living as light and salt of the world.
就是说他们的生命没有见证，并没有做世界的光。
They were living for themselves and not doing what is useful to others as Christians.
他们只为自己而活，他们所做的并不是出于祝福他人的做。
They were not functioning like therapeutic hot spring water, bringing healing to those who were hurt in a sinful world.
不像这个温泉能够医治被罪恶世界伤害的人。
They were not functioning either as cold spring water, refreshing the souls of those lost in self-reliant rat race.
也不像清凉的泉水能够舒缓那些盲目的迷失灵魂。
Are you in a state of spiritual lukewarmness as well?
那你今天灵命的状况如何？也是不冷不热吗？
Let's be honest and ask ourselves this question.
让我们坦然面对自己，反思检讨。
How's our relationship with God today?
我们与神的关系如何？
Has prayer become a chore?
祷告是否成了苦差？
Have worship and God's word become a bore?
崇拜成了枯燥，读神的话成了烦人的事吗？
Have Christian fellowship and service to others become a sore?
信徒团契和服侍成了伤痛吗？
What are you chasing after today?
今天你在努力追求什么？
Who are you doing it for?
为谁而做？
What are your priorities in life?
你生命的首要重点是什么？
Are God's values your overriding guiding principles in life?
上帝的价值观是不是你生命的指导原则？
Do your deeds reflect your faith?
你的行为反映了所信奉的神吗？
Revelation 3:16 warns us that Christ is about to spit such lukewarm people out of his mouth.
十五节警惕我们这个不冷不热的信徒啊，耶稣基督要将我们从他口中吐出去。
Now, some Bible scholars believe that this means a complete severance of a relationship with Christ to the extent of losing one's salvation.
有学者认为说这是完全指断绝与基督的关系，甚至失去你个人的拯救。
After all, no one would want to eat his own spit.
毕竟没有人会吃回你自己吐出去的东西。
But that's not Reformed theology.
那是改革中的神学是另外一个想法。
Reformed theology has it that such spiritually lukewarm Christians were given the opportunity by Christ to repent.
改革中的神学认为这般不冷不热的信徒，耶稣基督还是给他们机会悔改。
He was about to spit them out, but had not actually spat them out as yet.
他差一点要把他们吐出来了，但其实没有这样做出来。
The belief is that those who are ultimately spat out of Christ's mouth did not belong to him in the first place.
那些最终真的从基督口中被吐出来的，其实原本就不属于他。
They were the wolves amongst the sheep, weeds amongst the wheat.
他们是绵羊中的豺狼，稻田里的野草。
Whatever the case, spiritual lukewarmness cannot be taken lightly.
无论如何，就是不可轻忽、不冷不热的灵敏啊。
Now is the moment to repent.
如今就是悔改的时间。
This message is meant for you. Yes, you.
今早的信息就是针对你啊。
You don't have to look around us. The man behind you, the lady in front of you, or next to you. No, it's you for you today, this morning.
不是给他，不是给他，是给你啊。
We need to cry out to God to help us repent from spiritual lukewarmness and allow Him to change us.
我们必须向神呼求，求他帮助我们悔改，脱离不冷不热的心灵。
Penley says we were meant to serve Him.
Penny 说我们被造就是为了服侍神。
Our actions were meant to embody his values and contribute to his redemptive mission.
我们的言语行为就是为了活出他的价值观，参与他拯救世界的使命。
We just live for ourselves like lukewarm water that contributed to the wealth engine of the Laodicean textile industry. We are useless.
当我们只是为自己而活，像老底家那不冷不热的水，只为当地的制方业制造财富，那我们真的是没有用。
We lose our purpose while serving ourselves.
当我们只在乎服侍自己，我们就丧失了生命的目标。
Jesus is calling us to be either hot or cold, to embrace our redemptive role in His mission.
耶稣呼召我们说，你们要么就是热的，要么就是冷的，好好的领受我们的使命，参与主的救赎任务。
So what are you doing today?
那你呢？你做了什么？
Besides spiritual lukewarmness, we ought also to pray against self-sufficiency.
除了属灵的不冷不热，我们也应当祈求除去自己自足自满的心灵。
Laodicea was a commercial center and site of thriving medical and textile industries.
老底家是一个商业中心，医疗和制方业都很发达。
It was damaged by the earthquake in AD 60.
主后60年遭受地震的毁坏。
But guess what? The self-sufficient city rejected imperial disaster relief.
那是这个自供自足的城市拒绝帝国统治者的灾难援救。
It did not see itself as being pitiful, poor, and naked.
他不把自己看为是可怜的、贫穷的、赤身露体。
And here's the issue. Nor did the complacent church within it.
而老底家的教会也同样的自满。
The church at Laodicea said, "I'm rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing."
老底家教会说：“我是富有的，我发了财，什么都不缺。”
Don't get the Bible wrong.
请不要误会圣经哦。
Material wealth is not a sin by itself.
财富和富裕本身不是罪恶。
God had blessed the church with material abundance.
神祝福教会，让教会富裕。
So the church was not wrong in saying, "I am rich."
所以当教会说我是富有的，并没有错。
But the big problem comes when it said, "I have acquired wealth."
但是当教会说财富是我自己争取的，那就是问题。
Instead of giving God the due credit for their wealth, they took it themselves.
他们将功劳都归于自己，而不是归给神。
Yes, they might have labored very hard.
是的，他们或许真的付出了努力劳力。
But they failed to realize that the true source of their wealth is God Himself.
但是他们并不明白，让他们富有、祝福他们的是神。
To make the problem bigger, they said they do not need a thing.
更糟糕，他们说我们什么也不缺。
This is self-sufficiency.
这就是自足自满。
I prefer the term spiritual poverty.
我宁可被形容为灵命缺乏贫乏。
Do you know something strange about this church of Laodicea?
那老底花真的有个很奇怪的现象，你知道是什么吗？
The church in Laodicea was so poor that all it had was money.
老底家教会除了富财富之外就没有其他的了，所以他们就是贫穷的。
I should have titled today's sermon "This Faith."
啊，应该是这样吧。
Had they forgotten the Lord's teaching that life does not consist in an abundance of possessions?
难道他们忘了耶稣的教训，说人的生命不在于他财富的丰厚？
But the value of the world had crept into the church.
显然，世界的价值观已经悄然地侵入教会。
And the church had allowed this disease to spread.
而教会容许这个病毒去传播。
So what is this disease?
什么疾病呢？
It is not so much about the love of money or greed.Although it could well be one of the accompanying complications.
不是爱钱或者贪婪，虽然这些都是随之而来的并发症。
The primary diagnosis here is self-sufficiency.
这里首要的诊断问题是自足自满。
Not in the sense of being able to supply one's own needs, such as making an honest living, that is fine.
并不是只说自己能够自供、自养自己的需要，比如人认真的去赚取酬劳，那是
But in the sense of having an extreme confidence in one's own resources and abilities.
这里说的是对自己的资源还有自己的能力有极大过度的自信。
At its best, it is about wanting control of as many aspects of life as possible.
比较好的情况就是说自己想掌控自己的生命越多层面越好。
At its worst, it's about wanting to be God.
就是说自己要做神。
It is an age-long problem.
这一直就是人根本问题。
From the fall of Adam and Eve to the Tower of Babel to Israel wanting a human king to the Church of Laodicea and to us today.
从最初亚当夏娃犯罪到巴比塔到以色列要求自己的君王到今天的老底家还有我们。
The disease of self-sufficiency continues to plague the human race.
自足自满就像瘟疫那样毒害伤害着人类。
Harari, a renowned New Age scholar, has in his two books, *Sapiens: A Brief History of Humankind* and *Homo Deus: A Brief History of Tomorrow*, mentioned these.
有一位著名的以色列新时代学者，他有两本著作，就是《智慧：人类的短暂历史》，还有《人神：明天的短暂历史》。
Humans are evolved from the animal world with no ultimate purpose for living.
他认为人类是从动物进化的，没有任何活着的意义。
Humans have a unique brain for abstract thinking and to begin developing the meaning of life given by religion.
人类有独特的头脑，能够思考抽象的事，然后就去透过信仰啦，开发了生命的意义。
Humans have since experienced three stages of revolution: cognitive, agricultural, and scientific.
人类就经历了三层面的进化，就是认知、农业、科学。
Through high intelligence, humans have promoted a social economy that focused on agriculture.
透过高智商，人类研发了一套针对农业的社会经济。
Meeting their basic needs of clothing, food, and living.
足以供应他们基本的需要，比如穿的、吃的、住的。
Humans continue to transform the world through science.
人类今日还是透过科学来转变世界。
Hence, robots replacing manual manpower.
因此，机器人取代了人力。
AI replacing brain function,
取代了脑力。
Genetic engineering solving the crisis of degeneration or death of human cells,
基因的工程解决了身体退化、死亡细胞的问题。
In the conclusion of his second book, Harari asks, "What do humans really want?"
Harari 在书最后问他，哎，到底人类要的是什么？
He concludes, "They do not know what they actually want."
他的结论是，他们并不知道自己真正要的是什么。
But What we can infer from the development of history are these.
但从历史的发展，我们能够如此联想。
Humans ultimately want to be God.
人类始终就是要成为神。
Through artificial intelligence, humans attempt to be omniscient.
透过人造智慧，人类企图成为无所不知。
Through the internet platform, humans attempt to be omnipresent.
透过网络平台，人类企图成为无所不在。
Using scientific tools, humans attempt to be omnipotent.
透过科学工具，成为无所不能。
And transforming human DNA, humans attempt to be immortal.
改造人类基因，企图长生不老。
This is self-sufficiency in its epitome.
这是自足自满的提要。
A second question we have to ask ourselves this morning is this.
所以第二个我们必须问自己的问题就是
Have we gravitated to self-sufficiency just like the church in Laodicea?
我们是否已经走向了自足自满，就如老底家教会？
Jubilee Church has come a long way since 1883.
喜林堂1883年成立。
A long way.
很多年，在这许多年。
You know how old you are?
我们几岁呢？
136岁。
我们的教会130岁，
跟我的教会一样老。Through its faithful preaching of God's word and the administering of the sacraments,
透过忠心宣讲神的话和执行圣礼，
pastoring of the members and social outreach ministries of kindergarten,
牧养信徒外展的幼稚园服事，
community service center and English classes for Chinese nationals,
社会服务中心提供英语补习班给中国同胞，
the church has blessed countless.
新年堂祝福了许许多多人。
Perhaps it is an opportune time to ask ourselves.
或许正是这个时机，我们应该问。
What defines Jubilee's success?
新年堂如何定义我们的成功？
Is it the many ministries that Jubilee has?
是不是透过数算教会有多少个事工？
Or the number of members that you have?
会有的人数有多少？
In what does Jubilee place her confidence?
新年堂你的信心建立在什么的根基？
The income from the kindergarten and members' offerings?
会有的奉献？
Or the government's promise that the church land will not be taken away due to redevelopment plans?
或是政府允许说不会除去我们的地契？
Have substantial ministries, membership, and monetary surpluses become the church's basis of security?
是不是人啊、钱啊成为了新年堂的那个基本的那个信心呢？
Has Jubilee become self-sufficient?
新年堂是否已经成为自足自满了？
Have you, as an individual, become self-sufficient?
那你个人呢？是否也成了自足自满？
In what do you place your confidence?
请问你把你的信心放在什么事物上？
Your academic qualifications?
学术成就吗？
Your job?
工作事业？
Your status?
身份？
Your bank account?
银行存款数目？
Your properties?
产业？
Your loved ones?
你所爱护的人？
Where is God in the church?
教会里神在哪里？
Where is God in your life?
在你的生命里神在哪里？
Does he get the appropriate credit for what he has blessed the church with?
神丰富祝福了教会，是否获得应有的荣耀？
Is he appreciated for our successes and possessions in life?
我们是否因为神让我们成功富裕而感恩于他？
Does the church and the individual acknowledge that we cannot achieve what we have today all by ourselves?
教会，你和我是否承认我们的成就就不单靠自己的努力和劳力？
What is the cure to this disease of self-sufficiency?
自足自满的疾病有什么治疗的方案？
Listen carefully.
请听。
Here comes the remedy.
就是这个治疗方案。
Jesus Christ himself provided us the remedy.
耶稣基督本身已给予我们解药。
And this remedy comprises three ingredients.
有三个要素。
听好。 The first is gold refined in the fire.
第一，被火炼过的金子。
It seems to suggest something that is very strong and durable, doesn't it?
指的是非常坚固耐用的事物。
But what comes to mind shouldn't be energizer batteries.
想到不是那个强耗的电池哦。
But surely God's word.
就是神的话语。
Investing our time and effort in learning the truth of God will make us truly rich and strong spiritually.
我们若投入时间、精神去学习神的真理，必定让自己的灵命上真正的富足还有坚强。
Jesus teaches us in Matthew chapter 24:35 that heaven and earth will pass away, but His words will never pass away.
马太福音耶稣这样教导说：天和地将要消失，但是我的话绝不会消失。
God's word is also powerful in creating and sustaining the universe, not to mention changing life.
神的话大有能力创造天地、维持世界、改造生命。
Spend time.In God's word.
请你花时间精力在神的话语上。
The second ingredient of Jesus' remedy for self-sufficiency is white clothes to wear.
第二个针对自足自满的解药是穿上白衣。
So we can cover our shameful nakedness.
使你的侧身的羞耻不露出来。
In this context, the white clothes refer to the righteousness imparted to believers by Jesus.
这里指的白衣指耶稣给予我们的公义。
Through his sacrificial and redemptive death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead.
耶稣透过十字架上的牺牲和死里复活完成了救赎。
By his blood, only Jesus and Jesus alone is able to pardon all shameful sins, including that of self-sufficiency.
唯有耶稣的宝血能够赦免一切的罪恶，包括这个自足自满的罪。
The final ingredient is salve to put on our eyes so we can see.
第三就是用眼药涂抹你的眼睛，使你能看见。
A salve is a medicinal ointment for healing or relieving wounds and sores.
这是一种膏药，能够医治伤口，能够减轻伤口的疼处。
Here, it has to refer to the remedy for spiritual blindness.
这里就用作比喻医治瞎眼的药物。
And I think it is spiritual discernment.
属灵的瞎眼，这里主要就是要有拥有属灵的辨别智慧
，wisdom from the Holy Spirit，
从圣灵而来的智慧。
To see that self-sufficiency is being blind to our own imperfections, limitations, and sinfulness，
叫人明白自足自满，让人蒙蔽，瞎了眼，看不到自己的不完美，自己的局限和罪恶。
Would you allow God's word, Christ's righteousness, and the Spirit's discernment to cure us of our self-sufficiency?
您是否允许神的话、基督的公义和圣灵的辨别智慧来医治我们的自足自满？
This is the second thing we have to pray about today for revival.
这是第二件我们今早要为复兴而祷告的。
I hope my interpretation of the Greek is correct.
希望我的翻译，希腊文翻译是正确的。
If it's correct,Due credit goes to my dear Greek teacher in SBC.
那么是对的话，就是我的希腊文的老师的功劳啊。
If it's not accurate, all fault to myself.
不对的话，就是我个人的错。
We have to pray against self-sufficiency.
我们要为除去自满、自足而祷告。
The first is to pray against spiritual lukewarmness.
第一件是为了除去属灵的不冷不热。
But something often gets in the way of praying for revival.
但是当我们在开始为复兴祷告的时候，总会有拦阻。
And we need to pray against it as well.
所以我们也要为除去拦阻来祷告。
There's a serious condition of the heart called self-righteousness.
有一个严重的心病叫做自以为义。
Self-righteousness is having or characterized by a certainty, especially an unfounded one, that one is totally correct or morally superior.
自以为义，就是毫无依据地坚信自己是绝对的正确，在道德上超越他人。
The Christians James was admonishing refused to dissociate themselves with the world.
雅各指责信徒不愿意脱离，从世界脱离出来。
He termed this friendship with the world.
在雅各书四章，他形容他们与世界为友。
Sadly, these Christians have become advocates of the values and principles of the world that were against God's.
很可惜，这些信徒提倡这个属于世界而敌对神的价值观和原则。
It was as if spiritual lukewarmness and self-sufficiency had become morally acceptable and even superior.
好比这个属灵的不冷不热或者自足自满是理所当然，甚至是超越的。
This is self-righteousness.
这本身就是自义。
And James calls such Christians enemies of God.
是雅各称这样的信徒为与神为敌。
This is unimaginable.
啊，好可怕。
Indeed, sorrowful, for James tells us such self-righteous befriending of the world grieves the Spirit of God deeply.
真的很可悲，因为雅各告诉我们，自以为义与世界为友会叫圣灵忧伤。
Yet James is quick in reminding us of the grace of God that gives us the antidote to self-righteousness.
但是雅各也提醒我们，神的恩典是这个自以为义的解药。
So what is the antidote to self-righteousness?
解药是什么呢？
That's humility.
谦卑。
Quoting from Proverbs 3:34, James says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble.
雅各引述了箴言书三章，说耶和华讥笑骄傲的人，恩待谦卑的人。
In James 4:10, he says, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up."
你们要在主面前谦卑，他必擢升你们。
But humility is one of the hardest lessons to learn in life. Don't you agree with me?
人生这个最难学习的功课就是谦卑。
And naturally, one of the hardest virtues to practice.
也最难活出来的美德。
The person who says he's humble probably is proud.
所以说自己是谦卑，可能就是在骄傲了。
There was an American father who raised his daughter up with an iron fist.
从前有一位美国的父亲很严厉地管教女儿。
He was bossy, short-tempered, blaming, and sarcastic.
他跋扈、坏脾气，经常讽刺人。
His egoistic self-righteousness left no room for hearing his daughter out.
他自我、自以为意，完全不听取女儿的意见。
The daughter sought love in all the wrong places and ended up in jail for taking drugs.
女儿就在各处寻找爱，然后接触不好的人，结果因为吸毒而被关进监牢。
But instead of taking responsibility for his shoddy parenting, the father said this.
父亲非但没有为自己身为父亲失责而反省检讨，反而这样说。
After much reflection, I've come to realize that Satan likes to attack those who are serving God wholeheartedly.
我思考良久之后，他说：“啊，发现那恶者喜欢针对那些全心侍奉神的人。”
You must have realized by now that he's a Christian.
所以是的，他是一个基督徒。
But do you know that he's a pastor too?
他也是一个牧师。
It is always difficult to say sorry to someone for things we have done or said wrongly.
为了我们所说错或做错的事而向别人道歉是那么难的。
And this is particularly true in the family setting.
特别是家人的家庭的事。
Admitting our wrong can often be painful and embarrassing.
往往这个认错是痛苦难堪的。
James teaches us that humility is about the will, the heart, and the attitude.
雅各教导我们，谦卑讲的就是我们的意愿、我们的心、我们的态度。
Firstly, to be humble, the will must be subject to God.
首先你要谦卑，你的意愿必须降服于神。
James describes this as submitting ourselves to God and resisting the devil.
他这样形容，他说你要服从上帝，抵挡魔鬼。
Humans want to be God.
人类都期望成为神。
This is folly.
这是愚昧的。
We should instead let God be God.
我们应当做的是尊神为神。
This is wisdom.
这才是智慧。
How will the devil not flee from us when he recognizes who our master is?
当那恶者认出我们的主人是神，他必定远离我们而去。
Secondly, to be humble, we must approach God with a pure heart.
第二要谦卑，就是以清洁的心去亲近神。
How do we do this?
怎么做呢？
Simple, by confessing our sins and asking for his cleansing.
简单的说，是在神面前认真的认罪，祈求他赦免，洗清我们的罪。
Thirdly, to be humble, we must have a sincere attitude.
第三，谦卑就是要有一个真诚的态度。
James uses grief, mourn, and wail to depict the severity of the sin of self-righteousness.
雅各是如此形容自以为意的严重性。他说，应当为你的罪行悲伤、忧愁、痛苦。
We need to be seriously remorseful about it.
我们必须是真心懊悔。
For Psalm 51:17 tells us, "A broken and contrite heart, you, God, will not despise."
因为诗篇这么说，神啊，你必不轻看那忧伤痛悔的心。
We need to seriously deal with the sin of self-righteousness.
我们必须认真地处理这个自我为意的罪行。
And guess what?
然后呢？
When the will, the heart, and the attitude are right, God will show favor toward us and lift us up.
当我们的心智、我们的意志、我们的态度都对了，神就恩待我们，必定擢升你们。
But wait a minute.
但是
，Sometimes God's favor can ironically be His discipline.
但是神的恩待往往也包括他的管教。
The Lord Jesus Himself tells us in Revelation chapter 3 verse 19, "Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent."
十九节说：“我所爱的，我都会责备管教。”
John does not elaborate on the nature of the Lord's discipline, but one key truth to note here is this.
约翰并没有解说主的管教是什么，但是有一个真理。
The Lord disciplines out of His love for us.
主管教我们是出于爱我们。
If you remember King David, he committed the sin of pride by taking a census of Israel. He was given three options to choose from for his punishment.
当年的以色列君王大卫王为了统计人口犯了罪，神要惩罚他，给他三个选择。
Why is taking a census a sin?
为什么统计人口会犯罪呢？
To boast about how big his military force is.
因为要强调自己有多大的军力啊。
So he was given three options for his punishment.
给了他三个选择，是你要惩罚的。
3 years of famine.
你那么就选择三年的饥荒。
And the mercy of nature.
就是这个天灾的那个手。
3 months of being defeated by his enemies.
不然就是三个月在敌人手中打败。
Or 3 days of plague in the land described by the prophet Gad as the sword of the Lord.
不然就是在地上有瘟疫，当时的先知是这样行为，说这个是神的剑。
David chose to fall into the hands of the Lord, that is 3 days of plague.
大卫选择把自己交在耶和华手里，就是选择了三天的瘟疫。
Why?
为什么？
Why?
为什么？
Because he says God's mercy is very great.
因为他说耶和华有无限的怜悯。
The Lord disciplines out of love.
神出于爱而管教我们。
Not to destroy us.
不是要毁了我们。
But to draw us back to him.
而是要让我们更回到他那里去。
Hence, brothers and sisters in Christ,
弟兄姐妹们,
this very morning, let us take a moment to be quiet before him.
今早让我们在神面前安静我们的心。
To humble ourselves before the Lord.
在神面前谦卑自己。
I really enjoyed the worship service this morning.
今早的崇拜非常好。
I don't know whether the keyboardist is still around.
请问两位的事情可以上来吗？
可以上来弹一个比较漂亮轻的音乐吗？
Yeah.
像刚才祷告的时候你在弹的那个音乐。Yeah, play now. 谢谢。You know, we have to come before the Lord and do one thing this morning, dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们今早来到神的面前。一件事是我们要做的。
To pray for revival.
为复兴而祷告。
We have to repent from our spiritual lukewarmness, self-sufficiency, and self-righteousness.
去除我们属灵的不冷不热、自足自满、自以为意。
It may mean discipline from the Lord.
这或许意味着你要面对神的管教。
It may mean giving up what we once held dear.
或要放弃你心中挚爱的一些什么。
It may mean losing control of certain areas of our life.
或在生命中失去什么一切你一直在掌控的。
It may mean not putting confidence anymore in our achievements.
或不把我们的信心建立在自己的成就。
In material possessions or in men.
在财富或任何人身上。
But you know,It means everything to our Lord that we return to Him.
但是对神而言，当我们回到他那里，这是他最喜悦的事。
Let's take a moment at our seats, close our eyes, and come before the Lord.
就是这个时刻，请你来到神面前。
把眼睛闭上。For our loving Lord says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person."And they with me.
爱我们的主如此说，看啊，我站在门外敲门，若有谁闻声开门，我就进去，我与他，他与我，一同坐席吃饭。
Let Christ come into the church today.
今天就让耶稣基督进入教会。
Do not shut him out of our lives.
不要拒绝他，让他进入你的生命。
His love and mercy are great.
他的慈爱，他的怜悯何其伟大！
Obey His voice，
来听从他的声音。
Open our hearts，
让我们敞开我们的心。
Dear Lord， we admit our sinful ways of spiritual lukewarmness, self-sufficiency, and self-righteousness。
亲爱的主啊，我们承认我们的罪，就是我们的不冷不热、自足自满、自以为意。
Have mercy on us and forgive us。
主啊，怜悯我们，赦免我们。
Take away our pride and help us to repent.
除去我们心中的傲慢，帮助我们悔改。
Thank you for personally and lovingly knocking on our doors.
感谢你，因为你爱我们，你亲自来敲我们的心门。
Help us open our hearts to you, O Lord.
求你帮助我们向你敞开我们的心。
Rekindle our love for you, O Lord.
重新点燃我们对你的爱还有热忱。
Revive us, O Lord.
主啊，复兴我们吧。
To those who are sincere to repent and be revived by the Lord today, here is the Lord's promise for us.
对于那些诚心悔改、愿意被神复兴的人，这是神给予你、给予我的应许。
To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on His throne.
得胜者可以和我一同坐在我的宝座上，正如我得胜后与我父一同坐在他的宝座上一样。
We don't have to strive.
你不需要去挣扎。
Because the Spirit is helping us.
因为圣灵会帮助我们。
Christ is just next to your door of your heart, knocking on it.
基督就在你心门之外敲门。
Open our hearts to Him.
请你向主开门吧。
And allow the Spirit to work in us and help us to be more like Christ.
让圣灵帮助我们能够越来越像基督
To be revived
得着复兴
That relationship with God can be reconciled once again
让我们与神的关系重新和好
To all who are here this morning
对今早在座的各位
Let's be reminded that whoever has ears Let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches
圣灵对各教会说的话说凡有耳朵的都应当听
Amen
Amen